those guys. Peachtree Ridge wide receiver Bradley Roby has gotten his 9th and 10th offer from Boston College and Auburn. So he's getting an ACC look, some SEC looks. You've got Adairsville. I won't know what position he'll probably play at the next level, but Victor Beasley, he got an offer from Alabama and Nick Saban. And finally, LaGrange quarterback Jameis Gunsby. I believe that's how you say that, right? Jameis Gunsby. He has visited LSU in Florida in the last few weeks, and he is going to attend Georgia's weekend camp. Is that this week or is that next week?
I believe it is next week.
Next week. So he is going to be making the rounds, and I believe we might hear about Mr. Gunsby a little bit later when Brian Jones joins us to give us his top 10 list of quarterbacks in the state of Georgia, rising senior quarterbacks. But when we come back from break, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about Georgia and Georgia Tech. Georgia going after a lot of big-time wide receivers. Georgia Tech looking to shore up that defense. We'll have that and so much more when we come back. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I want you guys to meet an old friend of mine who knows a thing or two about baseball.
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 Hey, guys, this is Chipper Jones, and nobody delivers baseball news like Chris Tomino because he's a baseball man on 790 The Zone. Really?
President Mike Bell has negotiated a special 790 room rate to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. Visit where AtlantaPlays.com and the promo code Atlanta. That's in Bucks and Biloxi. Yeah, that's great.
If you ask us, we think the best kind of gatherings are not the extravagant kinds or the high-profile kinds. At Peachtree Service Experts, we know the best times are with family, with friends, neighbors, and new friends, too. We know this because we've kept Atlanta families warm in the winter and cool in the summer during those gatherings for over 60 years. So we were thinking, with the economy and things the way they are, we'd like to help out to keep those family grill-outs and bunco parties and birthday gatherings going a little easier. It's a two-for-one offer on service that you just can't get anywhere else. For just $99, our Nate certified tech will perform a thorough air conditioning precision tune-up now, and then he'll come back in the fall and do your furnace tune-up absolutely free. That means you'll save up to 30% on your energy bills all year long. For the most trusted name in heating and cooling since 1947, visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com today.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
And Bell.
Oh, Herschel. Now, I mean, I know George Foreman did it. Now, this isn't one of those, like, multiple personality things where you think you're Bruce Lee.
That's probably what it is. It's probably one of those personalities that probably thought he was Bruce Lee. So I'm going to let him go out there and see what he can do and see if he's ready for it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor alongside Alex Ewald. Before we get into this, I was at a wedding last night. We went up to the DJ and requested, you know, we said, hey, can we get some Glory Days? And the DJ goes, what? Like he didn't know who it was.
Springsteen.
Yeah. Come and on. We're like, the boss? And he goes, let me check to see if I have it.
Still relevant. Played Bonnaroo this past weekend.
Any DJ that doesn't have this song, who's a wedding DJ, in his repertoire, should be fired. Just saying. Moving on, though, let's get back into the recruiting aspect of things because we, of course, are Score Atlanta's official visit. We talk about recruiting, high school basketball, football, baseball, gymnastics, tennis, golf, all this fun stuff. We talk about it. You know why? Because we're the only show doing this, which means, according to Scott Janovitz, we are the best. We're the best. Best in the business. That's what we do. That's why SouthernPigskin.com has picked us up and they webcast our show.
They do. They got it on their the front page of their website, I believe, every week, day after the show, southernpigskin.com. Great people down there, great writers. And know their Southern football.
And we had Charlie Kay on from Southern Pigskin last week, and I believe we're going to have somebody on this week as well. Is it Jeffrey Whitaker?
We're going to talk a little bit of South Florida football with Southern Pigskin South Florida correspondent. Luke Stampini.
That's what
Stampini.
It is. I'm sorry. That's coming up in about an hour at 3:09, so stick around for that. But right now, let's get back into Georgia and Georgia Tech, because nothing gets the airways bumping quite like a debate between Georgia and Georgia Tech and how the recruiting has gone so far. Now, we mentioned this last week. A couple weeks ago, we actually interviewed Willie Martinez, and he was saying that, yes, the recruiting is going a little slower than it has in past years. Obviously, last year, last recruiting class, you know, you had Aaron Murray and all those guys in the fold seemingly the day after signing day. And this year, Georgia, I believe, only had about four up until about last week when all of a sudden the the recruits are now starting to come in, especially with Derek Rogers. But, you know, Georgia Tech, on the other hand, they started off with the running back from Collins Hill, and they just seem to be growing and growing and growing. Alex, does this have anything to do with the fact that Georgia Tech beat Georgia for the first time in seemingly forever since 2000? Is that what it has to do with, or does it have to do with who they're targeting?
Can't hurt. I think for these two programs, though, we've seen the momentum just start to pick up. Georgia's got a ton of irons in the fire here. Georgia Tech just got three commitments last week. Just held their elite day for their for a camp last week or this weekend, really, over the last couple of days. Georgia, of course, holding the Mark Richt camp. And really, Georgia, if you look at the prospects and the guys they had on campus for that Mark Richt camp, that's just a ton of irons in the fire that they've got, the possibilities to get some really great players. Talk about Mack Brown, Kendren Malcolm, T.J. Stripling, guys from DeKalb County, and a couple other big-time players.
Kendren Malcolm, Gary Peters, who we had on the show.
Gary Peters.
Either last week or the week
before. From Heritage.
Yeah. But like you said, they've got the irons in the fire. And they've got the ball rolling in terms of, hey, we now have Derek Rogers, number one player in the state, coming in, one of the top wide receivers. If you're a young quarterback, I don't know if you really want to go there to sit behind Mettenberger and Aaron Murray, but I know they're in the hunt for some of the quarterbacks, which we'll hear, including some of the top ones in the state. They were in the running for Nick Montana. I believe Jake Heaps, who committed to BYU 2 weeks ago, he was at least mentioned in terms of Georgia. But, you know, if you're a running back, if you're Mack Brown, if you're Kendren Malcolm, why would you not want to come when you know that the inside, you know, the safeties aren't going to be able to load the line of scrimmage? They're going to have to be out double covering these wide receivers. That's one less player looking to headhunt you.
And especially, you look at the running back position, you look at the defensive line, the positions along the defensive line, and there's a lot of big prospects they're still looking at, especially at running back. I think, you know, the program, I don't know if they would like to admit it, but they got some players that aren't proven, some good, you know, good possibilities in Carlton Thomas, who's shown a lot of potential. But as a running back, I think it's a good position to get into Georgia and really make some things happen if you're a big-time recruit.
And especially, I mean, if you take a look at what Mark Richt did in his days at Florida State, you know, you had those guys, it seemed like everybody was A.J. Green, and everybody was Marlon Brown, everybody was this Derek Rogers kid. You know, all they did was crank out first-round wide receiver after first-round wide receiver with Snoop Minnis, with Peter Warwick, with the other guy, his name is escaping, Lavernius Coles. You know, all these guys went on to great fame. Mark Richt, when he got to Georgia, realizes, hey, we're going to have to run the ball a little bit, but it seems like now he's maybe trying to say, hey, Bobo, offensive coordinator, of course, Mike Bobo, let's throw the ball around. We've got these quarterbacks that can do it. I think it's a good time to be an offensive player at the University of Georgia. Conversely, on the defensive side at Georgia Tech, I think it's becoming a good time because you can build something. You've seen what Paul Johnson's offense can do. Now you want to be a part of that defense.
And definitely the defensive style has changed a good bit since outgoing coordinator John Tenuta was here. But, you know, more of a standard, not blitzing every play kind of defense under Dave Womack. And really, we've seen them really rebuild along the defensive line here with some young prospects. Georgia maybe having to get some new prospects in after they're going to lose their top three defensive tackles after this season. That definitely has to be attractive to some of these defensive line prospects. Georgia Tech's got a lot of good young prospects, and they're trying to get a whole lot more here.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, they are literally going after bookends. They've got two offers out, one, like we said earlier, to the Woodward Academy defensive end Henry Anderson. Can you imagine putting a 6'6", 250, and that's as a rising senior in high school, 6'6", 250, on one side, and on the other side, you've got Union Grove's Anthony Williams. I mean, those two, if they could get both of those guys, put them on either side, and in 4 years, when both of those guys are juniors, wow, that's going to be one hellacious defensive line.
And Union Grove is really becoming a recruiting destination for Georgia Tech. They've been tapping into that over the last couple of years. Steven Sylvester, the linebacker, and, you know, a lot of talent coming out of Henry County these days. Really, you know, upping its profile around the state as far as producing big-time prospects.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, Alex. You always seem to be the Georgia Tech voice of our show here, because I'm obviously the Georgia voice, and Genovi, who's not with us today, is always the Florida voice. But if you're at Georgia Tech, you are excited. I said this earlier. You're excited. You beat Georgia for the first time. It seems like Paul Johnson's got this program going. If you look at any publications, whether it's Phil Steele, whether it's Athlon, Georgia Tech is in at least the top 15 in all of those. It's going to be fun watching this offense go, and the defense is going to be very underrated and not enough of a spotlight, but they're going to make some plays.
Well, I think Phil Steele, you mentioned, he had him ranked, I believe, the lowest of anybody, I think in the late 20s. But yeah, most of the other publications, anywhere from 12 to 14, 15, 16. And I guess getting back to recruiting, on the defensive side, we'd be remiss not to mention the commitment of Isaiah Johnson, Sandy Creek safety, committing to Georgia Tech over the weekend. Had always been a lean towards Georgia Tech, people were suspecting. Makes it official. So last week, three commitments for the Jackets, along with Adairsville. We mentioned his teammate earlier in the show, Victor Beasley, his teammate, but Catlin Alford, a big lineman, probably going to be an offensive lineman for the Jackets. Athletic guy, about 270 pounds, 6'3", 270, committing at the Elite Day. So Jackets making some big moves on the offensive side of the ball as well, shoring up that offensive line a little bit with the kinds of prospects that Paul Johnson has been going after, the athletic, the quicker, faster offensive lineman.
That guy right there is Alex Ewalt. My name is Fletcher Proctor, and that's a good point because Paul Johnson, the offense he runs, he can't exactly go after. I'm sure he would love to have, you know, the 6'6", 310-pound offensive lineman, you know, that you would dream of for having a left tackle. But there's really no need because these guys have to be able to move, be quick on their feet, light, because they're going to have to pull in a lot of cases with that offense that they run, they're going to push. So really, wouldn't you think that Paul Johnson would really target these linemen that are in a wing T formation? He's got to be loving, you know, Camden County. He's got to be loving Lowndes and Valdosta. And not so much the ones up here who don't run that.
And actually one that was locally up here, Kennesaw Mountain, which I do believe runs something like a wing T or an option. Jay Finch, the offensive tackle from the Mustangs last year, coming in as a freshman, big guy, fairly good size, but runs a 4.7 for an offensive lineman, which is impressive by any measure.
That certainly is. It certainly is. And so if you really take a look at what Georgia Tech is trying to do, they are not going to be I guess they do want to get the big-time prospects. Paul Johnson's never going to turn down a big-time prospect, but he is going to recruit for him. He doesn't care about the rivals' rankings. He doesn't care what scout.com says about him. He wants the players that fit his system. It's probably never going to bring him a top 10 recruiting class, but he doesn't want that. He wants a top 10 final ranking, which I would agree with, whereas Mark Richt runs the more traditional size style defense. He runs the pro set offense, so he can go after those guys that makes the top 10 list in the recruiting, and you've seen them doing that. Jalen Fields, he commits, the big defensive end. Why? Because he wants to come and be the next Quentin Moses. He wants to come and be the next Dave Pollock. He wants to come in and be the next Charles Johnson. You've got a guy, Derek Rogers. Why does he want to come in? Because he wants to be the next A.J. Green. He wants to be the guy that breaks the records. He wants to go out there and become the next, I would say, Peter Warrick, who was drafted number 4 overall. I guess he doesn't want to quite a Peter Warrick.
Probably didn't want to go down that road exactly.
But you know what I'm saying is he wants to come in and be a part of this high-flying offense. So two contrasting styles. It seems to be working. Georgia's finished with 10 wins. I don't know how many years in a row. Georgia Tech, they have the momentum, and they certainly will be putting out those 10-win finishes. And they may not be battling head-to-head, but if every now and then we get to see them go head-to-head. And I believe Barry Bostic was one they went and advantage Paul Johnson.
Yeah, and another guy that was suspected to be, and he actually came out and said it, he was a Georgia Tech lean for months and months, said he almost committed a number of months ago and just wanted to take a little bit more time and make sure that Georgia Tech was a place for him. But really, it also came out that he committed actually to the coaching staff about 2 weeks ago and just wanted to make it public last week. So, yeah, definitely a prospect that Georgia would want, and Paul Johnson and squatter and his coaching staff have done well to get him.
All right, we've got another guy coming up here after this break in our next segment, Sean Green, Grayson defensive tackle, who Paul Johnson would love to get his hands on as well. So when we come back, we'll have an interview with him. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
At 790 The Zone, of course we have the national sports scene covered from every angle.
We're talking scandal, we're talking kickback, we're talking news footage of crumbling inner city schools.
But we specialize in Atlanta.
We enrich your very existence.
Local hosts talking local sports each day, every day.
Good, yeah, too good, matter of fact.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? Stop by the electronics department at Walmart today and pick up a TomTom XL 325 for just $149. It's the GPS that's as easy to give as it is to use. And with its extra-wide touchscreen and clear spoken directions, Dad'll be every bit as good at finding the best way to go as he always assumed he was. So grab the new TomTom XL 325 today for a great low price you'll only find at Walmart.
Stop by Brewhouse now through June 19th, and you can win a VIP experience to Red Stripes Midsummer Music Fest, presented by Bacardi. Every night is Pint Night at Brewhouse. Buy a pint, keep the glass. Brewhouse has crazy specials every day of the week, including $5 one-topping pizzas on Mondays, and coming soon, $13 16-inch pizzas on Wednesday. Get ready for Tuesday night. It's Texas Hold'em Poker at 9, and Wednesday night, all the trivia buffs head to Brewhouse at 9 p.m. Come hang out on the best patio in Little Five Points for lunch and dinner, and enjoy brunch every Saturday and Sunday till 1:45 p.m. Can your appetite handle the Big Bang Challenge? 72 ounces of bangers and mash. Eat it in under 60 minutes, and it's free. And you'll get bragging rights on the Wall of Fame. Brewhouse at 401 Moreland Avenue in Little Five Points. Make plans to drop by to register for a VIP experience to Red Stripes Midsummer Music Fest. Brought to you by Bacardi and 790 The Zone.
Golf is big business on and off the course. And from the majors to the high price sponsorship, and of course Tiger Woods, we've got the guy in the know. Thursday nights at 7, it's Teeing Off with Matt Judy. Brought to you by Bears Best Atlanta, Watercolor Resort, Blue Giraffe Sports, and the Tour Championship. Presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake. Teeing Off with Matt Judy is only heard on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hi, stud. Welcome to the Cheetah Hotline. And what do you want to talk about tonight?
I've never done this before, but I'd like to talk about the Bud Light Lime Battle of the Cheetah Girls, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes. The 2009 Bud Light Lime Battle of the Cheetah Girls is Wednesday, June 17th at 8 p.m. Join Mike Bell as he navigates you through seven tantalizing acts featuring the creativity of some of Atlanta's hottest Cheetah Girls.
How much is it?
$4 before 7 p.m. and $10 after. For more details, log on to thecheetah.com or call 404-892-3037. Is there anything else I can do to service you tonight?
Could you say that again?
It's the Bud Light Lime Battle of the Cheetah Girls, Wednesday, June 17th at 8 p.m. on the main stage at the Cheetah.
You're funny. Mayhem in the AM.
There's nothing like Monday morning and mayhem. How about a look back at the Stanley Cup Finals, NBA on Sunday night, Tommy Hansen's first road start, and Chris Domino with his homemade recipe for guacamole. Monday morning's mayhem.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
.224 on a Sunday afternoon. Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Thanks for making us part of your Sunday. We appreciate that. Fletcher Proctor alongside Alex Ewalt bringing you all the recruiting news that you can stomach on a Sunday afternoon. And hey, if you ever want more recruiting news, you can go to scoreatl.com and also one of our sponsors, southernpigskin.com. Always a fun time, but right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend himself, Sean Green, defensive tackle from Grayson High School. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem.
How are you doing today? Having a good summer so far as you get ready for your senior year?
Oh, yes, sir. Working out hard every morning.
That's good. We like to hear that. Now, I've got written down here Oklahoma State, Florida State, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Louisville, Georgia Tech. But is Ole Miss maybe leading the pack after your visit there?
Yes, sir. A little bit.
You'd say Ole Miss was there. What did it feel like, I guess, to get an offer from one of the SEC schools? Because that's Ole Miss is one of the big ones right now.
Yes, sir. SEC best conference to me. I think it's the best conference, and it's just an honor to get an offer out of it. Excellent. So real good.
And you like and Houston Nutt, is he a good guy, or have you had a chance to talk to him, or?
Yes, sir. I sat in this office and talked to him. He's a very good coach. I like him a lot. He's a nice guy.
Now, Sean, talk a little bit about your latest ACC offer Paul Johnson and the Jackets trying to get you to campus. Talk about your recruitment with them so far.
I like Tech too. That's another great school. They're close to home too. And Coach Smith, he seems like he'll be a good coach, a very good D-line coach, and I like his scheme, the way he plays his D-linemen.
Of course, Giv Smith, the recruiting coordinator there, as well as the defensive line coach. Like I was saying a minute ago, there's a lot of young defensive line prospects, especially defensive tackles, talking about J.C. Lanier and T.J. Barnes over Georgia Tech. Is that something that worries you, I guess, maybe a little bit about playing time early on, or is that not really something you're looking at?
It kind of worries me because I do want to play early. But if it comes down to it, I'll just battle out for a spot.
Being joined by Grayson defensive tackle Sean Green. Now, Sean, you stand 6'2", 275. Those guys down at Florida State, they've got to like that about you. They think you could be the next Corey Simon.
Yes, sir.
And Florida State not too far from home. So, is that going to play a factor into there? I mean, Tallahassee's not that far away like maybe Oxford, Mississippi is.
Yes, sir. That won't be a factor either. And I also like the DY coach, Coach Odell Hagan.
Right.
Nice coach.
And they've got that reputation for churning out defensive linemen into the NFL. Let me ask you a question about this, though. Does the situation with the coach down there, Bobby Bowden, concern you at all? Or is that one of those things where you know that if you go down there, he would only be your coach maybe for two or three seasons and turn it over to Jimbo Fisher? Does that matter to you? Is that going to play a factor?
Oh, no, it's not going to play too much of a factor. I've met Coach Fisher, too, actually. He came up to school with Coach Higgins, and I met him before, too. He seemed like a good coach, a good guy.
Now, the other in-state program here, Georgia, you're not holding an offer from them yet, but what kind of contact have you had with the Georgia coaching staff, and what do you foresee the future holding for your relationship with them?
I like Georgia's. I like their just a winning tradition. I met all the coaches. I went there last Tuesday, actually, just to stop by for a little visit, talked with all the coaches, and it won't be a bad school because that's close, too, also.
Now, Sean, what exactly are you looking for in a school? Is it academically? You talked about playing time. You talk about winning tradition. But what to you is the whole package? What does that mean to you?
Am I going to like who I'm playing for? You know, because coaching change does happen sometimes, like you said.
Right.
But am I going to like it regardless? Like, am I going to like that atmosphere being there? Because I'm going to be there 4 years. Maybe five.
So. And the girls have to be good looking too, I would assume. So that would rule out some schools. South Carolina might rule out. Just kidding. But
they're fine.
What's the old ball coach like up there? Have you had a chance to hang out with Steve Spurrier?
I didn't get a chance to talk to him yet. I haven't got a chance to talk to Coach Spurrier.
Does that but if you were to go play for him, I mean, do you like the cockiness that he exudes? Is that something because we've had your coach on here, Mickey Kahn, before on a couple of our shows, and he's a guy that's no disrespect to your coach, but he reminds me a little bit of Spurrier. He knows he's going to win when he takes the field, and I would think that that's something that you probably like playing for as a high school player, and I would think that on the next level you would also want a coach that knows he's going to win.
Yes, sir, I do, because when you got a coach that's negative, makes the whole team negative, and then just a whole negative vibe.
Now, speaking of your high school team last year, you guys pulled off one of the biggest upsets. I don't know if you would call it an upset because, I mean, you guys were a number one a region champ as well, but you knock off the defending champ, and then you go, and unfortunately Peachtree Ridge trips you up in the state semifinal. What are your goals? I mean, are your goals this year to go out there with a strong running attack, with a strong defense, and make the state finals and win? Or, I mean, are you looking to what are you doing, I guess, to better the team?
We're just looking forward to going to the state championship. That's our main goal. We're just going to take each game at one at a time.
Now, Sean, what kind of have you set any sort of timetable for committing? Is this something you want to get out of the way before your senior season so you can concentrate on trying to win a state title, or is it something you're going to wait on and just think about throughout the fall?
I'll probably end up thinking about it throughout the fall.
So you're going to wait a little bit?
I'll probably end up thinking about it throughout the fall.
Do you have any idea where you're going to take your official visits to? Because I believe you get five of them, and it's always a fun time from what we hear.
I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided yet.
What schools are you looking at, or what schools are you looking forward to visiting that you haven't been out to yet?
I'm looking forward to getting out there to Florida State and Duke and South Carolina.
That's interesting. Duke, David Cutcliffe, he's starting to bring some recruits in and prove it's not just a basketball school. What intrigues you about Duke?
Education-wise, and I met Coach Hobby, D-line coach. I like him a lot. He's a good coach. Very straightforward.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any idea what you're going to major in just yet?
Right now I'm thinking pre-law, but if not, I would definitely want to do sports medicine.
Wow, pre-law and sports medicine. I like it. I like it. Young man has an excellent head on the shoulders there.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, Sean, what about your game right now do you think you do well? What do you think you need to improve upon? And also, I know you're a two-way player, mostly getting looks at defensive tackle, but also an excellent player on the offensive line as well. But what do you think you'll – where do you want to end up in college?
I want to play D-line in college.
Definitely D-line. Now, from the D-line, from your defensive tackle position, what do you do well right now? What do you want to get better on in your senior season?
Right now I explode off the ball very good and use my hands. I want to get a little better at defeating a double team. I'm all right at it, but I want to get a little better at it.
And
my shiftiness, like going sideline to sideline too.
All right, we're finishing up right here with Grayson defensive tackle Sean Green. He's 6'2", 275 pounds. He's got offers from the big boys, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Oklahoma State, Florida State. First offer from Ole Miss. He's visited there. Houston Nutt's a nice guy. Steve Spurrier, we haven't met yet. I'm trying to recap real quick. Let me ask you one final question, and I want you to be serious with me. Who's faster, you or Ian Pemberton?
Well, he'll probably give me in the 40, but 5'10", 5", I'll give him a run for his money.
There you go. And you're nice. And you're bigger than him. If he beats you, you can take him, right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. You good luck with your decision. Good luck with your senior year. Hope to have you guys on sometime in the future, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thank you, Sean.
That was Sean Green, defensive tackle from Grayson High School. And an excellent young man right there, if you've ever had a chance to meet him or watch him play. He said he wants to do a pre-law, maybe some sports medicine. So it's always refreshing when we get players on the show that are looking at their colleges not just for being a football factory, but for saying, like, when you throw a Stanford in there, like when we had Jones on from Gainesville. You know, he's looking at this as, I'm going there for a college education and also play football. You know, you had Sean Green just say, I'm looking at Duke. Not a traditional power. Why? Because of the education. We've had gentlemen on here before who just say, listen, I might not make it to the NFL, but I do have this opportunity to play college football. I might as well get an excellent education out of it. And that's very important.
And, you know, we've had some great luck with these kids on our show. They've seems like most of them have been like that, have a great head on their shoulders. You know, at his age, going into his senior year of high school, thinking about his majors in college, I certainly wasn't that far along myself and certainly wasn't courageous enough to declare something like pre-law as one of my possible majors. But Sean Green, an impressive young guy.
Hey, are you excited about Lobster Tail Palooza coming up?
Well, I sure am, and we're going to talk to the guy that's going to tell us how to get there.
That certainly is correct when we come back. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Did you also walk in Vegas casinos and throw about $100,000 up in the air for people to just pick up at will?
Oh, no. Plus, I was in a different tax bracket.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
Hi, stud. Welcome to the Cheetah Hotline. And what do you want to talk about tonight?
I've never done this before, but I'd like to talk about the Bud Light Lime Battle of the Cheetah Girls, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes. The 2009 Bud Light Lime Battle of the Cheetah Girls is Wednesday, June 17th at 8 p.m. Join Mike Bell as he navigates you through seven tantalizing acts featuring the creativity of some of Atlanta's hottest Cheetah Girls.
How much is it?
$4 before 7 p.m. and $10 after. For more details, log on to thecheetah.com or call 404-892-3037. Is there anything else I can do to service you tonight?
Could you say that again?
It's the Bud Light Lime Battle of the Cheetah Girls, Wednesday, June 17th at 8 p.m. on the main stage at the Cheetah.
The Lakers survived another overtime thriller in Game 4. Now with L.A. one win from the championship, it's do or die for the Magic. The NBA Finals. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ABC.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Smart Water is the purest, cleanest electrolyte-enhanced water for hydration that'll help your body to perform at its very best. Right now, for every 1 liter of Smart Water you purchase, a portion of the proceeds will go to Action for Healthy Kids, a nonprofit organization helping kids eat and drink well and exercise more. So pick up some Smart Water. It's an easy way to make a difference. How smart is that? Smart Water. Purity you can taste. Hydration you can feel.
It's the Walgreens All-Star Football Camp, presented by France All-Pro Athlete Management, for kids ages 8 to 18, hosted at Holy Innocents. To win tickets, listen to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, or stop by participating Walgreens locations. The Walgreens All-Star Football Camp is brought to you by Papa John's, Score Atlanta, Trendy Limousines, The Dolce Group, The Forum Athletic Club, Celsius, Ike and Sam Kettlecorn, Promax Energy, and Style Science. That's the Walgreens All-Star Football Camp, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America trusts.
Playing now on the BrandSmart USA Instant Replay page, Tom Glavin, Andre Rison, Nick Anderson, and more, only online at 790thezone.com.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. My name is Fletcher Proctor. I'm sitting right beside Alex Ewalt, which is exciting. Alex Ewalt.
Exciting for me too, Fletch.
Yeah, it should be. Alex Ewalt, in case you don't know, very bigwig over at Score Atlanta. You can read all that he has to say at scoreatl.com, or you can pick up one of the Score Atlanta editions, which comes out on Wednesdays at over 1,300 locations. For more info, you can visit www.scoreatl.com.
That was great.
Thank you very much.
You are our official spokesperson.
I appreciate that. But right now, we are talking high school recruiting. Actually, you know what else we're going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about Lobster Tail Palooza coming up at Aqua Blue with Brian Longacre. And we'd like to welcome Brian to the official visit. Brian, how's it going, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just fine.
Well.
We're doing just fine. And Lobster Tail Palooza, we've got the wine tasting. It's busy times over at Aqua Blue, is it not, Brian?
Absolutely, yeah. And we got your buddy IJ out in our parking lot today. He's doing a promotional event for one of our neighbors. So you lost him, and we have him right in our parking lot.
Well, I wouldn't say we've lost him. Just kidding about that. But no, that's
gotcha.
Great. Yeah, he called us up and said that he was going to be over there, and I said, well, make sure you stop on by Aqua Blue. And so tell me about what is going on this Thursday, June the 18th. I love it. It's called Chocolate 2009, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have teamed up with several restaurants in Metro Atlanta, and it's a benefit for cystic fibrosis, and we're going to be at the Villa Cristina doing some different chocolate desserts, and I think there's almost 1,000 chefs that are going to be there. So they put out a wonderful buffet, and like I said, it benefits the cystic fibrosis, and we're just very happy to to partner up with them, and it should be a good time.
Yeah, for more information about that, you can call 404-328-6973. Also, you can buy your tickets by calling that number as well. Are the singles night still going well? I mean, I hope that Scott Janovitz has not come over and scared the ladies away.
Well, if he had, he hasn't introduced himself yet. But, yeah, Thursday nights are still going strong. We still have the American Flyers here. We do a free hors d'oeuvre buffet from 5:30 to 7:30, and then the band starts shortly after that. And it's a great people-watching night. So you need to make it a point to come on out.
And now that the weather is nice, the patio is open, and be sure to head on down there. If you've never been to Aqua Blue, it is a fantastic time. It's right on Holcomb Bridge Road, right off of 400. The address, 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell, 770-643-8886. You can also visit aquablueatl.com. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for coming on the show today, bud.
Absolutely, and don't forget about the Lobster Tail Palooza. We've got two more weeks. We brought in some cold water tails from Maine. We're preparing them three different ways, three different sauces. It's a great value. And then we have the wine festival coming up at the end of the month on the 26th.
That's going to be a great time. I think I'm going to I need to stop by and try some of the cold water lobster tails, because I've never had a, quote, cold water lobster. Maybe I haven't, just didn't realize it, but they're pretty special, aren't they, Brian?
Absolutely. I mean, the big difference is they're sweeter, and they're just they're the best lobster that you can buy in the world. Absolutely.
Excellent. So stop on by aquablueatl.com. Or you can call, once again, they're right on Holcomb Bridge Road, right off of right off of 400. So be sure to stop on by and check it out. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You got it. You got it, man. And if you've never been to Aqua Blue, what is the matter with you? It is such good food. You've been there, right?
I've been there. It's been a little while. I need to go back and check out all this stuff they got going on in the summer. But yeah, fabulous food, great seafood. Get on out there.
And always a fun time. Brian Longacre having him on there. But if we could get back to the show, official visit, Score Atlanta, and brought to you by Score Atlanta, as well as SouthernPigskin.com. We were talking before the break, obviously, to Grayson defensive tackle Sean Green. He's got offers from Georgia Tech, Florida State, Ole Miss, South Carolina. What's interesting, if we could transition, is to what Stan Van Gundy, the Orlando Magic head coach, who is basketball, what he had to say. Did you see what he said? The NCAA being the worst organization going. That was his quote, worst organization going. It's very true, according to him, because of the one-and-done recruiting. He doesn't like this. I think he's under the mindset of either let him go straight from high school or have a commitment of about 3 years, because he says, what's this one-and-done doing? Which, I mean, I can understand that. You've seen what baseball did with the baseball draft this past week. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I'm sort of for the three-year rule. If you're going to go to college and just stay 1 year, what's the point? What are you learning? What are you contributing to that university? I think the NCAA needs to start protecting its universities from having guys that really aren't there to study and learn. They're there to increase their draft stock in the case of basketball. I'm looking at the three-year rule like they do in baseball, and it's pretty attractive.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's come back to this topic a little later in the show. Right now, we've got a very special guest on the line, Todd Holcomb, and he's going to be partnering up with Score Atlanta for a new venture. Todd, welcome to Score Atlanta's official visit. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on, Todd. We had a chance to speak, I guess it was a few years back, on our high school high five, so it's good to catch up with you again.
Sure, yeah, glad to be here and glad to talk about Georgia High School Football Daily. We've been going at it for about a month now. It's a free email newsletter on Georgia High School Football, and we're also excited about partnering up with Score Atlanta.
Yeah, well, high school football and high school recruiting has really been, you know, exploded onto the scene, and you've been a guy that's been following it ever since, I guess, before the big explosion. You might be part of one of the people we thank for that exploding with the popularity. But you've been writing, you know, for the AJC about high school football. And tell us a little bit about this email newsletter that you and Score Atlanta are now partnering up with.
Well, it's as you said, it's an email newsletter, and it's free. It's about Georgia high school football, and it's mainly about news and content. And what me and my partner, and that's Chip Say, who also had worked with me, we'd worked together at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution covering high school sports, but we just felt like there's a void there on good, solid news coverage from a statewide perspective. I mean, there's a lot of good local newspapers that cover their area as well. And there's a lot of websites that have scores and standings. There's good radio shows. There's good recruiting services and things like that. But we just thought there was a hole there that we could fill from two journalists giving good news and analysis and coverage of not just one area but the entire state.
Well, definitely, Todd. I'm a subscriber to the newsletter, obviously, and it's got great information every weekday. For the high school sports fanatic, the high school football fanatic, getting that summer fix of news, in anticipation of the season is huge. But how can people subscribe to the newsletter, and how is it going to evolve over the next couple of months when you really get going on it?
Well, the way to subscribe now would be through emailing us, and we're going to try to make it easier as we get going further along in the next few weeks. But the email address is ghsfdaily@bellsouth.net. So it stands for Georgia High School Football Daily at bellsouth.net. And we're really excited about what's coming up because we've partnered with Score Atlanta. They're going to be helping market the newsletter and sell it for us and also contribute some articles and news, and what I'm excited about is going to be a redesign and just the way it looks. I mean, we like the way it looks now. You can look at it and scroll down with a lot of different news items, but I think Score Atlanta is going to help us kind of modernize it even further. So it's going to have a really terrific look with a lot more color and more pictures and things like that. So we're really excited about the way it's going to look the next couple of weeks.
Now, once the season starts, is it going to also include, I guess, like a ranking system, or are you going to really go into it with coverage of the games once fall gets here and the games get going? Or,
well, we're going to do our own rankings, and I did the rankings for the Atlanta
Journal-Constitution right.
the last few years, and so I'll be doing that, but also be kind of compiling the rankings that you see from other places, which are Georgia. The coaches have one, the sports writers have one, you have some computer rankings. So really anything that's news about Georgia high school football, we're going to get it in there. And as far as covering games, we're not going to be able to, like, cover it for Saturday mornings. I mean, so many other papers do that so well. But so I think instead of covering it, I think what you'll see from us is more of an analysis of it and with having standings and from each of the regions and explaining exactly what's going on in each of those regions, what are the big games and why they're meaningful and, what teams are, have a chance to make a move or what teams are out of it. And just basically just kind of putting an analysis on what's going on.
We are speaking with Todd Holcomb, and he is partnering up with Score Atlanta for GHSF Daily, which is a daily newsletter that's going to be sent out talking all about the high school football and high school sports in general. And obviously, we're the recruiting show here at Score Atlanta's official visit. Are you going to have much recruiting news on there? Are we going to be able to help you out with that?
Yeah, we have a little bit. When I first started, I was thinking we would just have a little bit here and there, and I don't think it's possible for us to compete against people like the recruiting services or guys like yourselves who are talking with recruits and coaches. But what I've found out is that first of all, we've got probably 80 or 90% of the head coaches in Georgia that are on our email list, and they'll – and I've built up good relationships with them over the last several years, and they send me information. So I just intended for this to be to kind of summarize the news and kind of bring it all into one place that you're getting from all these different places. But, in fact, I mean, we're occasionally breaking a few little stories. I mean, nothing earth-shaking, but, for example, this weekend I talked with the father of Tucker linebacker James Waters, and he may be the top linebacker in the state next year. He's a junior this year, and he was telling me that his son visited Wake Forest in North Carolina and got offers this weekend, and that Georgia is his number one choice. So we get little news like that. Last week, I think we were the first ones to report that a wide receiver from Blessed Trinity named Jake Scholey had picked up offers from Auburn and Vanderbilt in Georgia. So we'll occasionally have a little burst like that.
Some breaking news, huh?
Yeah.
Now, Todd, just talk about over the last couple of years, obviously in covering high school football and high school sports for the AJC, talk about how they've evolved and how it's become such a huge deal. I mean, you think about the high school football, Friday Night Lights in Texas. Georgia's right up there now. Just talk about how it's become so huge.
I don't know if Georgia – well, I mean, I think sports, high school sports nationwide have just gotten bigger and bigger. I think what you see on recruiting is part of it, but also national rankings that you see. And a lot of games are on TV. They're on ESPN or They're on television stations. It's gotten to be pretty big, and people around the country now know who Lowndes is and Camden County is and Northside Warner Robins. And I've had a blast with it just the last 7 or 8 years when I've been covering it. I mean, I've been for the AJC, I had been privileged enough to do their All-State teams, their Super 11 teams, and it's, I just had a great time with it. Also, become a little bit of a historian on it. I was one of the main researchers behind the Georgia High School Football Historians Association, and those kind of things have become, I don't know, a lot more popular than they were 10, 20 years ago, and I'm not really sure why it's all happened, but it's been fun to be a part of it.
Todd Holcomb, and again, you can get the daily newsletter by emailing ghsfdaily@bellsouth.net, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, so go ahead and get email that out. You can get the daily newsletter, and it's a lot of fun. It's very informative, and you need to check this out if you are not a part of it. Todd, thanks for joining us today, okay?
Sure, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Look forward to working with you. That was Todd Holcomb. We're going to take a quick break and be back. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
It's time to play.
Football always lives here.
The freshman from Flowery Branch brings Cox in motion to the left. Straight ahead goes Dwyer. First down and more. Lowers his head. Still taking Royal Blue with him. Go, J.D.! 22-yard line for Dwyer.
First for football, 790 The Zone.
Smart Water is the purest, cleanest electrolyte-enhanced water for hydration that'll help your body to perform at its very best. Right now, for every 1 liter of Smart Water you purchase, a portion of the proceeds will go to Action for Healthy Kids, a nonprofit organization helping kids eat and drink well and exercise more. So pick up some Smart Water. It's an easy way to make a difference. How smart is that? Smart Water. Purity you can taste. Hydration you can feel.
It's the Walgreens All-Star Football Camp, presented by France All-Pro Athlete Management. For kids ages 8 to 18, hosted at Holy Innocents. To win tickets, listen to Sports Radio 790 The Zone or stop by participating Walgreens locations. The Walgreens All-Star Football Camp is brought to you by Papa John's, Score Atlanta, Trendy Limousines, The Dolce Group, The Forum Athletic Club, Celsius, Ike and Sam Kettle Corn, Pro Max Energy, and Style Science. That's the Walgreens All-Star Football Camp, sponsored by Walgreens, the Pharmacy America Trust.
This is Brian McCann. If you carpool once a week for a year, you can keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you can save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
Buying the BrandSmart way.
For the best prices.
Buying the BrandSmart way.
It's smart.
It's Father's Day at BrandSmart USA. Save big now. A lighted fog-free shower mirror from Zadro makes his mornings quick and easy at $9.88. Conair's chair massager is $12.88 and works as a heated car seat while you drive. Oster makes opening a bottle of wine fun again with a stainless steel cordless wine opener with chiller for $18.88. Match it up with Avanti's 12-bottle wine cooler for $68.88 after mail-in rebate. Summer barbecues are a hit with a grill from Thermos for $78.88. Or cook inside with George Foreman's 360-degree grill for $98.88. Daewoo's Energy Star rated air conditioner will cool dad off at $88.88. Get a black or white top mount refrigerator with ice maker for the garage or porch from Hire for $368.88. BrandSmart USA is now selling music, movies, and game software online. Go to BrandSmartUSA.com to make your purchase and have it shipped directly to your home. BrandSmart USA, of course, your favorite brands at low, low prices.
That's why more people say, I like buying at BrandSmart USA. Buying the BrandSmart way.
To all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. It's all about the flavor. It's the way that it tastes. I'm talking Big Mac. Come on, everyone.
I gotta have it, and I want it, and I need it, cause I love it, I gotta have it, and I want it, and I need it. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The burger you love, loves you right back. The unbeatable, epic taste of McDonald's Big Mac. You so want one.
I'm loving it.
McDonald's presents How to Speak McCafe.
Tongue, a sensory organ in the mouth. Now with an accent mark, tongue A. A sensory organ in a mouth reveling in a frosty McCafe iced mocha. All the while forming evocative sentence fragments like, this is chill, dog. That's tongue A.
With freshly ground espresso, real steamed milk, and decadent chocolate, a hot or iced McDonald's McCafe mocha makes a better day possible. Or possible A. McCafe your day. at participating McDonald's.
Mayhem in the AM.
Andre Rison, you decide.
I've never been cocky off the field. In between the lines, I'm probably the most cockiest player ever. Outside the lines, there wasn't a day that I felt that I was cocky when I left my house.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
Fort Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, 790thezone.com. Thanks for making the official visit part of your day. My name is Fletcher Proctor, being joined by Alex Ewalt. And on the line, we've got a very special guest. It is the... We're going to take Franklin Stevens, the head coach of Tucker, in just a second. But IJ Rosenberg is going to join us. IJ, are you there?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Tell Coach hold a second, but just wanted to call in and say hello. You guys sound great. Show is going really well and really excited. Y'all have Todd Holcomb on?
We did.
Sure did.
Last segment.
Yeah. And real excited about the new partnership between Score Atlanta and Todd Holcomb and Chip Day. And I think people are really going to see some very, very cool stuff coming out of that newsletter. And I know Todd talked a little bit about it. Of course, Todd and I worked together for about 15, 16 years at the AJC guys. And Chip Say and Todd Holcomb, there's not two, you know, other than the guys we got at Score, there's not two better high school guys in this town when it comes to covering that sport and knowing the coaches and knowing the teams and everything. So we're real excited about the partnership. I know Alex is going to be working and very involved in that. And, of course, you know, we'll have a lot on the shows on Sunday, but it's a nice pickup in addition in partnership for Score Atlanta.
And you actually used to work with them at the AJC, right, IJ?
Yeah, Todd and I actually worked all the way back, I think, in 85. I started at the AJC, and I think Todd was there. I think he was there that year, and we worked for a long time together and sort of went different paths as far as what we covered. I ended up moving to the Falcons and then spent most of my time at the AJC on the Braves, but Todd's one of those guys that's been on high schools forever, and he really is going to give us some great expertise in there. But anyway, guys, just wanted to check in. You guys sound great, and we look forward to the partnership with Todd Holcomb and Chip Say, and look forward to listening to Coach from Tucker and also the rest of the show.
All right, thanks, IJ.
Thank you, IJ.
All right, that was IJ Rosenberg, and we're going to go immediately to the zone phone and talk to Franklin Stevens, the head coach of the Tucker Tigers. Coach, thanks for holding on the line for us.
No problem.
All right, and coach of the reigning state champion Tucker Tigers, I may add. Coach, I had an opportunity to watch your team, I believe it was about four games last year, and I must say that they were one of the fastest teams I have ever seen on the high school level. I mean, do you teach that? Do you just say speed, 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 and that's your strategy?
Well, we've been blessed with kids that can run, and what we try to do from a defense perspective, we try to find kids who can run and put them on defense. One of those things about speed is something you have, or it's one of those things that you're chasing. Since my 2 years at Tucker, we've been blessed with kids who can run. But I think defensively, in order to be good on defense, you've got to have some kids who can run. And once they get to the ball, they've got to be in a bad disposition when they get there. Unfortunately, we've had those types of kids.
Now, talking about one of the rising juniors on your team, linebacker James Vodders, talking about a kid that can running a 40 in the 4.5 range, already got good size and a great, great offer list. Just a rising junior, really made some noise last year as a sophomore on the recruiting in the recruiting news. Talk about James Vodders, what kind of prospect he is, and you know, with schools like Florida and all the big southeastern schools, what do you think he can do?
Well, James is one of those special kids that I think you only get to coach every once in a while. I mean, athletically, he's very gifted, but academically, he's very gifted. I mean, James has a 4.0 GPA. He does extremely well in the classroom. He's a very grounded kid. Every now and then, you may get one of those kids on the football field. They're very intelligent in the classroom, and then they have a problem transferring that to the field, but that's not the case with James. His football intellect is very high. But then, like I said, athletically, he's very gifted. Right now, he's about 6'2", 220-some pounds. I'm not sure he runs 4.5. He runs in that upper right now. He's probably in that 4.6, lower 4.7 range. But the thing about it is he has great function functioning speed on the field. So probably on the football field when he's chasing the ball, he may be a 4-5 kid. But that's part of the premise that we try to get done at Tuck, is teaching kids to play hard.
You're listening to WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, being joined by Tucker Tiger head coach Franklin Stevens. Now, Coach, the last 2 years you guys have just been dominating out there on the field, but you lose Drayton Calhoun. I believe he signed with LSU, and then Jonathan Davis. You also had, I believe, a senior out there, a quarterback last year. Does this offense, do you rebuild around the youngsters, or do you have guys ready to step up that are rising seniors? How do you rebuild from losing such great players?
Well, I mean, that's just part of it in high school sports. You got what you have. It's not like you're going to be able to go out and get new kids to come in. We have three kids coming back on offense, and we have three coming back on defense. And it's one of those things where we preach to our kids that we have a plan, whereas we're inexperienced right now and we're young right now. So through the course of the season, we're going to try to win football games, be competitive, and hopefully get in the playoffs. And by the time the playoffs come, those kids are experienced and they're ready to go. But as far as what factors in for us and this is just those youthful kids getting that experience and being able to make plays on Friday night. But there's no way around it. We have lost some good players over the last couple of years, and some of our young kids, they're talented, they're just inexperienced, and eventually that experience will come.
Now, you talk about just having three players, I think you said, coming back on offense, but yes. You pick up a big transfer, kid coming in from Meadow Creek, Quentin Brown, a big pass-catching tight end, had a great year last year coming in to Tucker for a senior season. And also, I think Fletcher mentioned your senior quarterback, Chris Beck, did a great job last year. Who's going to be throwing Quentin Brown the ball, and how excited are you to have a kid like Brown joining your program?
Well, right now, I said we have a race going on at quarterback, but a kid named Norman Hayes, he was pretty much the backup last year. He's probably the kid that's slated right now. We had to play tomorrow. He would get the starting nod, but you just never know what's going to happen through the rest of the summer, as well as once August comes. But as far as getting Quinn in, Quinn is a kid that he came in late last year, so he played with us a little bit last year. And he's an exceptionally talented kid. He has some offers. The thing about him, he had to get in the weight room. So this winter he had a pretty good offseason in the weight room, as well as playing basketball. He's gotten stronger. He's not just going to play tight end for us. He's also going to play split for us a little bit. We have Valdez, a Valdez kid. So right now Valdez is pretty much the main tight end, so we'll rotate those guys at tight end. But Quinn has the ability to split out wide as well and catch the ball out wide.
Now, Coach, with you've only been at Tucker for 2 years, coming over from Camden County, I believe, two great programs, but having so much talent over your 2 years at Tucker as head coach and having to handle these kids and all their visits and coaches coming in and scouts coming in to watch them, does it get a little bit maybe overwhelming at times? You got so many D1 prospects. How do you manage all these kids and their offers and everything like that? Letters coming in. What's your involvement?
Well, what I do for kids is I just try to help them understand the options that they have before them. It's not my responsibility to direct the kid in one direction or other. It's my responsibility to be a guide for that kid, for them to look at every college they have objectively, see what the pros and cons are of that college. And as far as when I first got in, it was kind of overwhelming becoming a first-year head coach. The two kids I had in there, Nico Linscomb and Jamar Slaughter, they were being recruited by everybody. But Jamar, he committed early, so that kind of knocked some people off of him. But there were still a lot of people recruiting Nico. But it's one of those things where you just kind of learn to deal with it. You try to treat every college that comes through with respect. You try to get them the same amount of time and try to get them everything they need as far as film and transcripts. But sometimes it can get hectic, especially when you're trying to do something you've got to get done and you've got two or three coaches or a coach that comes in and he wants to look at film or talk about a kid. It's kind of one of those things that you learn to deal with over time.
Now, Coach, obviously you've had some of the big guys come through. Les Miles, you've had Charlie Weiss come through there. A lot of the big ones. You had a little trouble last year with Steve Spurrier. He ended up pulling a scholarship. Do you care to comment on that situation and maybe how where South Carolina stands in terms of being able to come and recruit your players now, or are they still kind of off limits?
I really don't have a comment on the situation per se. You know, we all must do what's in our best interest, and my preference is to let bygones be bygones. My thing is, I'm always going to do what I think is in the best interest of my program and my kids. The kids that I coach, I think they're just like the kids that are in my house. I'm responsible for those individuals, and if I'm not going to try to look out for their best interest, who will?
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate that, and I'm sure your players do too. They love to go to battle for a coach that's going to look out for them, and I think that what happened was it was a shame, and it was wrong to happen so late in the game, and you know I